The first images that I had in mind were to see celebrities entertaining people in hospital beds. I think that was one of the very first images I had in my mind, because I was still making albums in Hollywood and was very disillusioned by the industry and did not appreciate what it was doing with human lives. People who were making music in order to make money and no longer to make music. So I wanted to make better use of the motives of musicians, their original intent and original motives. So Bread and Roses was formed not so much with the institutional people in mind as much as the performers in mind. I think that there are many, many performers of goodwill who get swept into the music industry. So then the idea of singing to people in institutions became more and more appealing to me, and it went from hospitals then to prisons and other kinds of institutions, and I decided to find out just what kinds there were in my county. And I was surprised to see how many, and how many people were tucked away from society in different kinds of institutions for drug rehabilitation or mental retardation, crimes, or just hospitalized from an accident. There seemed to be such a huge variety and so many institutions. I went to a local group called the Volunteer Bureau of Marin, and they gave me a list. They got very excited about the idea and gave me a list of different types of institutions to visit and said, you know, this one could be, this is a very nice one, and this other one is not so nice. They gave me a little bit of preview of what to expect, because it was clear I had no history with institutions. So in 1 week I researched and visited maybe 5 different types of institutions, and discovered there were more homes for senior citizens than anything else. And after that, I'm not sure what order the statistics are, but I was surprised to see how many seniors were sitting in wheelchairs and pretty much forgotten, families who don't want to visit them anymore. And of all the institutions that we've performed in over the years, they are the most depressing. So the original intent, or the original vision, that really was instigated by Hollywood and the lack of humanitarianism in Hollywood, which now they claim to have changed overnight, but we'll see how long that lasts. That was where I was motivated, why I was motivated. And then I became more and more interested in the types of people who were institutionalized and why they were there. And then I wanted to find out if music and entertainment made any difference. And I think then, and I think now still, that it does.